Expose Progressive Talk.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. The debate over continuing the reduction in what we pay into Social Security isn't over yet. Let's go live now to Capitol Hill. CBS's Bob Fuss.
Though not allowing a direct up or down vote on it, House Republicans rejected the Senate compromise to extend the expiring payroll tax cut and unemployment insurance benefits. And while that deal was embraced by almost all Senate Republicans, House Speaker John Boehner tried to shift responsibility to the Democrats.
We've done our work for the American people. Now it's up to the president, the Democrats in the Senate, to do their job as well.
While not offering any new proposals, Boehner is asking President Obama to force the Senate to come back and negotiate with him. CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer says that's not happening.
Right, Bob. The president had a blunt message for Speaker Boehner and House Republicans.
Must not play brinksmanship. The American people are weary of it.
In a surprise appearance shortly after that House vote, Mr. Obama challenged Republicans to accept the 60-day tax cut plan.
Right now, the bipartisan compromise that was reached on Saturday is the only viable way to prevent a tax hike on January 1st.
Mr. Obama's parting message to Republicans, the clock is ticking. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Unemployment came down in 43 states in November. The national unemployment rate didn't change, still 8.6%. But employers added about 120,000 jobs. Wells Fargo economist Michael Brown.
What we have here, I think, is not only widespread job growth across a number of industries, but also job growth in terms of wide regions of the country.
Apartment construction starts were up last month. Permits pointing to the future were also up a bit. Good news, and Wall Street likes it.
Well, we may have finally gotten a late Santa Claus rally on Wall Street, but I wouldn't put too much stock in it. We've got very low trading volume this week. It makes for choppy trading and exaggerated swings in the market. One day we can be up big, and the next day we can be down big.
On Wall Street, the Dow's up 327 points. The Nasdaq has gained 77. Just in, a man with extensive ties to white supremacists was sentenced to 32 years in prison after pleading guilty to planting a bomb intended to shower poison-laced shrapnel into Martin Luther King Jr. Day parade marchers. Saab is bankrupt and is dropping its warranty coverage.
It's a Saab story. Saab was a great car company. They made fighter jets after the war. They started to make automobiles. Their front-wheel drive cars were just spectacular, and they still are.
Keith Crane in Automotive News. It becomes ticklish. How do you sell a car without a warranty? One example of how much pain the high plains drifting is in the snowstorm. Some drifts in Colorado have hit 10 feet. KFDA-TV's Eric Ross in Guymon, Oklahoma.
We got a good 5 to 6 inches of snow, and from there on out throughout the evening, we piled in probably another 4 inches.
This is CBS News.
As if parents don't have enough to worry about these days, there's been a growing trend of kids having their identities stolen. Fortunately, Identity Guard KidSure now makes it easy to help protect your child's identity. KidSure uses patent-pending technology to search and monitor thousands of online data sources for information related to your child. If information is found that could be potentially harmful, you'll be alerted to it quickly. Even better, KidSure costs you less than $5 a month per child when added to your Identity Guard membership. Learn more about KidSure at identityguard.com.
Jay Farner here. Happy holidays from Quicken Loans. For the second year in a row, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction in primary mortgage origination. Interest rates are still historically low. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.875%, APR 4.17%. Take a few minutes out of your busy day. Call Quicken Loans at 866-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Two Earth-sized planets have been added to the list of new worlds out there.
It's been almost 3 years since the Kepler spacecraft left Cape Canaveral in search of habitable worlds, and scientists say this may be its biggest discovery yet.
December 2011 could be remembered as the first time humanity has been able to detect a planet of Earth size or smaller around another star.
Harvard scientist Francois Fresson says the planets, designated Kepler 20e and F, are too hot to support life. He says the discovery shows that it's possible to find Earth-sized planets at long distances, in this case nearly 1,000 light-years away, and that, he says, is a big deal. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
The so-called underwear bomber in Detroit is asking a judge to dismiss his standby lawyer, Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab, wants a Muslim lawyer to assist him as he acts as his own attorney. He's already pleaded guilty to trying to crash an Amsterdam to Detroit flight with a bomb in his shorts Christmas 2 years ago. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-716-6878. That's 800-716-6878. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-716-6878. 800-716-6878. American Bullion. 800-716-6878.
No bullion.
We have Tuesday, and that's shopping days left till Christmas. A few left. Go ahead and go shopping.
And now, here's Bill Benica.
Don't be a yokel. Buy something local. That's my new motto right there. Hi, you're Bill, Talker Sheep, 1340 KYNS, your new station. And let me give you some phone numbers right away today because I don't know why. 786-2578, 786-2578, and 1-866-937-1340. I'm trying to wrap my mind around this Kepler affair, okay, because I don't get it. That's like, so the Kepler telescope is trying to find planets that are similar to ours that could support life. So now they say, you know what, they found a, and here's what they said, which is really kind of curious. They said they're trying to find something Earth size or smaller, but that could support life. Now, they just found one that was quite a bit bigger than Earth that they also said could support life. Remember, this was about a week ago, 2 weeks ago. They said they found one that was big, but maybe it had the same Earth-like qualities to it. So are we afraid we're going to find people that are exactly like us but bigger?
This is Talk is Cheap. With Bill Benica. The Friends and Neighbors Network.
Country Oaks Care Center. Caring for the loved ones that you care about. Country Oaks. Owned and operated by John and Sharon Henning. They're friends of mine. Really nice friends. And that niceness shows at their 57-bed skilled nursing facility at 830 East Chapel in Santa Maria. Country Oaks specializes in short-term rehabilitation and long-term care. Country Oaks accepts Medicare, Medi-Cal, HMOs, and private insurance, and will do the paperwork for you. They offer physical, occupational, speech, enteral, and IV therapies, including a fully equipped therapy room. At Country Oaks Care Center, your loved ones will find a warm and caring staff and a home-like atmosphere. All activities are geared to individual needs and desires, as well as nutritious meals and that extra ounce of caring and a cup of slow-roasted coffee. From Rotary to their annual float participation in the Santa Maria Elks Rodeo Parade, the Hennings are involved in their community. At 830 East Chapel in Santa Maria, Country Oaks Care Center, caring for the loved ones that you care about.
If there's nothing quite as tall, we say it's the tallest. If its strength knows no equal, it's the strongest. Loudest, longest, neatest, coolest, mostest. In other words, if it's the best, it's the est. Enter Charter Internet, already with the fastest download speeds. Now our customers get even more speed for free. Guess that makes it the fastest est. Try saying that 5 times fast. Don't already have Charter Internet? Well, what are you waiting for? Preview Charter Internet Express, now with speeds up to 12 megs for only $19.99 a month for 3 months as part of a 2-year price guarantee. We think you'll agree, it's good to be the fastest. Est. To sign up for the fastest speeds, call 1-855-2-GET-FAST or visit charter.com/freefast today. Increase for Express and Plus customers only. Offer expires 4/30/11. Package rates apply in months 4 through 24. Installation, taxes, fees, surcharges, and equipment extra. Early termination fees and restrictions apply.
Okay. You're Bill, and this is our flashback and our highlight history on what happened on this day in history and our flashback and our highlight, according to the Tribune. Our highlight in history on December 20th in 1860, South Carolina became the first state to secede from the Union as all 169 delegates to a special convention in Charleston voted in favor of separation. On this day in 1790, the first successful cotton mill in the United States began operating at Pawtucket, Rhode Island. 1803, the Louisiana Purchase was completed as ownership of the territory was formally transferred from France to the U.S. 1963, the Berlin Wall was opened for the first time to West Berliners, who were allowed one-day visits to relatives in the eastern sector for the holidays. 1989, the United States launched Operation Just Cause, sending troops into Panama to topple the government of General Manuel Noriega. 10 years ago, the U.N. Security Council authorized a multinational force for Afghanistan. Our birthdays today, actress Audrey Totter is 94, psychic illusionist Uri Geller is 65, producer Dick Wolf from Law & Order fame is 65, rock singer Chris Robinson is 45, and singer David Cook from American Idol is 29. Happy birthday to them, and happy birthday to you if it's yours today.
Happy birthday to you.
San Luis Obispo's Palm Theater is your ticket to cinema for the soul. Jim D's Palm Theater shows first-run film festival favorites for those who seek movie mastery that runs deeper than the overly hyped pedestrian fare. This marvelous intimate multiplex is known as the Slow Theater, where the prices and popcorn are the best in town. Green as a bean, the Palm is also the only solar-powered theater on the Central Coast. Across from the Palm Street parking garage, the Palm on Palm. Cinema for your soul.
CalCoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
You know, you read CalCoastNews.com, which I do, and you wonder what in the world is going on in the Central Coast. It's hard to almost understand anymore. But let's go with this one today. Contentious claims of sexual discrimination harassment have resulted in the first of three proposed lawsuits against the city of AG, its police department chief Steve Annabali, winding its way through the system. Arroyo Grande police officer Kimberly Martin filed a lawsuit in September of 2010, detailing many allegations of sexual discrimination and harassment that have allegedly occurred since Annabali was hired in 2007. Problems began, according to the lawsuit, when Martin and two other female officers reported to their superiors in May of 2007 that Officer Barry Bridge was sexually harassing them. Women said Bridge would make offensive and demeaning remarks to them. And while Annabali offered Bridge a full retirement with no disciplinary action, city officials admonished the women for making the allegations, the lawsuit says. At a mandatory department meeting, Mayor Tony Ferrara chastised the women for making allegations of sexual harassment he suspected were possibly a misunderstanding and would be cleared up soon, the lawsuit says. The three female officers asked Annabali to discuss the mayor's misguided comments, which he refused to do. State laws prohibit mayors and council members from giving direction to staff aside from the city attorney and city manager. Annabali did not return several requests for comments. He didn't realize what he was doing. All right, here's another story that's kind of interesting today. An online nominating convention will seek to select an alternative candidate through a unique presidential candidate through a unique campaign being prepared by a Washington, D.C.-based nonprofit group, American Elect, for California November ballot. The group's plan is to bypass the traditional caucus and convention candidate selection process and utilize the web to create a nonpartisan process allowing voters of all political leanings to choose an alternative presidential ticket. In effect, Americans Elect becomes a political party itself, qualified by 1.6 million registered voter signatures. America Elect's presidential and vice presidential nominees must belong to different political parties and will be selected in June in the country's first online national nominating convention. The group has earned a ballot access in 12 states and brings the number of parties cleared for California's ballot to 7. Yeah, might as well try it. Other things are in the news today from CalCoastNews.com, which you can go to at any time, of course, and I would suggest that you do, so you can find out what's happening. You get the in-depth stuff of what's behind the scenes, the uncovered San Luis Obispo, as it were. So this police have reached out to law enforcement agencies in San Luis Obispo and Santa Barbara counties, asking them to assist in the search for the body of a woman believed to have been killed by her son. Police arrested Christopher Sorensen, who's 29, Friday for allegedly murdering his mother, Janet Sorensen. We have reason to believe he was either in San Luis Obispo County or Santa Barbara County over the weekend, Sergeant Christopher Lane said to the Californian. She could be anywhere between Monterey and now as far south as Santa Maria, but maybe even further south. We just don't know. Following up on calls from friends and neighbors worried about Janet Sorensen's well-being, police discovered she was missing. A two-day search culminated in the discovery of Christopher Sorensen sleeping in his mother's minivan in Monterey. Police are asking anyone who may have seen Janet Sorensen and or Christopher Sorensen to call the Salinas Police Department at 831-758-7226. That number, again, is on the calcoastnews.com website. In the upper right-hand corner, Talk is Cheap. You can click on that. You can listen to KYNS at any time, and we encourage you to do so. That's our news from calcoastnews.com for this Tuesday.
Calcoastnews.com on KYNS, your news station.
So this reminder, Karen Vili will rejoin me again on Friday, and we'll talk to Karen about what's going on. We'll also have, I think, Jim D. I think he's going to make it. Jim D's going to be here on Friday also. And this reminder also, we're taking until at least the first of the year for a while. Anyway, well, it's going to happen anyway because we got Monday, the day after Christmas off, and we have the day after New Year's off. So it was going to be a few weeks before we had Josh right back on anyway. So that's what's happening. That's what's happening, happening. We're going to have an interview today, though. We're going to have to talk to this is a friend of Amy's, and Amy wants me to talk to Elena Embry, who's from Grover Beach, and does Pilates. This is going to be a popular thing, this Pilates thing, you know what I'm saying? I know you're saying stuff like, Chubby, why don't you get in there and give it a shot?
I haven't decided yet, but anyway, so we'll find out what's going on.
Okay. Well, of course, everything in the whole wide world that's going on in Washington right now is the whole thing, the payroll tax thing. Is like, okay, and so it's sometimes hard to follow the logic of the fact that everybody would like to see a one-year payroll tax cut, but the two-month thing looks like it's doable at this point. So there's no way for anybody to understand the whole thing. You can understand it, it's just you don't have to like it, it's the whole thing. And then, so President Obama said the clock is ticking. My question was, yes, but is the bomb armed? Okay. Oh, my God, okay. Now, here's an opinion that we thought I would share with you because this is really big news, what's happened in North Korea with Kim Jong-il being having a heart attack and dying. And so you got Kim Jong-un and taken over. And so here's an interesting article on this. And this was from a guy named Albert Moeller, who, and a special CNN. There are no atheists in dictatorships. The death of North Korea's dear leader, Kim Jong-il, underlines a basic fact of earthly politics. When a political regime denies any transcendental supernatural reality, it defies itself. The communist regime that has been in control of North Korea for over a half century is officially atheistic, following the example of its first protector state, the Soviet Union. Like the Russian communists, the North Koreans sought to expunge any trace of Christianity or other religious faith. But make no mistake, this does not mean that the Pyongyang regime did not believe in worship. To the contrary, the North Korean regime mandates worship its own supreme leader. Oh, yeah. And Cold War historian John Lewis Gaddis explained North Korea's founding dictator, Kim Il-sung, was allowed to build a Stalinist state with its own cult of personality centered on himself at just the time when Khrushchev was condemning such perversion of Marxism-Leninism elsewhere. North Korean cult of personality goes far beyond anything Joseph Stalin could ever have envisioned. Kim Il-sung became known as the great leader, the nation's protector, gifted with supernatural powers. The great leader was said to be able to control the weather with his moods. Kim was credited with saving the North Koreans from flunkyism, or subservience to foreign powers. There is flunkyism, subservience to foreign powers. The great leader was said to be able to control, all this was backed with an ideological known as Juchesism, which demands total self-sufficiency and isolation for the Korean people. So that's even scarier right there. That's scarier than everything we knew before. All right, so what's happening there? Okay, the big news and big news locally, one of the big news things, I would say. Let's do this one first, because this is we were wondering why Golden State Water was, you know, trying to get, after they'd already raised their prices, doubled their fees in the last year or two, how they wanted to do it again. And everybody's going, what are you doing? And so here's what we found out. They were fined $1 million. Make that up, don't they? California Public Utilities Commission last week fined Golden State Water $1 million in order to return $9.5 million to its customers. Golden State Water's customers in Los Osos and Nevada and Napomo, our customers in those areas will see little in the way of refunds. Of the $9.5 million to be refunded, refunded, only $34,000 will go to customers in the Los Osos service area, which includes Edna Valley. San Maria service area, which includes Napomo, will receive $192,500 refunds. The bulk of the refunds will go to customers in Sacramento, Bay Point, and Clear Lake. The company overcharged its customers because of lack of management oversight, the commission said in a news release. That's always a good thing to say. Today's decision approves a settlement that was entered into after a robust investigation and allegations that Golden State Water did not exercise reasonable management oversight and failed to apply adequate internal controls over its procurement for plan improvements. So what they're basically saying is that, you know, they were trying to screw the customer and they got caught. It's a long way around saying that, but that's basically what we got there. Okay, that's what it is right there. All right, now, Deb Linden's going to be out. She's out. You hear me? Over and out, it says right here. And Chief Deborah Linden's going to leave the police department in San Luis Obispo, and she has a 27-year career in law enforcement. So this is from patrol officer to chief. Linden left an 18-year career with the Santa Barbara County Sheriff's Department, the highest-ranking woman there, to lead the San Luis Obispo Police Department in 2003. She was hired. She was on the sixth female police chief in all of California's 328 municipal departments. So this is good. So she's 55. She retires at 55. So, okay, that's good then. And then speaking of police, Paso police are going to hire some more officers. They with the cutbacks and everything. But so they looked under rocks and behind trees and stuff and found some more money because they had problems in Paso. So they're going to try to hire some more officers. I believe we'll hear more about what's going on in Paso, too. And then what is this? The guy just came, was it last week or the week before that guy come and they came and slapped a smart meter on my house. I said, I think that's okay. Now all of a sudden they're saying PG&E aims to let customers keep their old meters. Community seeks to appease a vocal group claiming smart meters carry health risks. I'm not exactly sure what's going on with this. This is a there's always a reason why any utility would say, okay, well here's what they said. We need to listen to our customers. Yeah, a utility saying that said Anthony Early in an interview. Why should we be fighting with our own customers over something like this? PG&E's new proposal now go to the California Public Utilities Commission, which could vote on it as early as next month. Smart meters are digital devices that use radio signals to transmit information about customer electricity and gas use to utilities, eliminating the need for meters readers to manually check the meters. Now, can I say this? It uses radio waves. Now, if you're listening to me right now, you're exposed to radio waves. But here's the thing: if you turn your radio off, you're still exposed to radio waves. They're still there. You're just not picking them up, along with the TV signals and all the microwaves and stuff that we got out there, you know, for your cell phone transmissions and everything. So I don't care. It's one of those things I didn't really have an opinion of, and when the guy came and said, I got a meter for it, I said, okay. I thought to myself, maybe this, because we've had such weird, bills, I thought, well, maybe this will solve the problem. We just got our first bill. I don't know how much of it, I don't think much of it's with a new meter, though. I hope. If they really were listening to customers, they'd opt for no meter, right? Those people don't want to have a meter. I just don't like it. It's not aesthetically pleasing on the side of their house. Okay, other people on the news. This is kind of a fun little story, I think, being an old DJ and stuff.
Katy Perry is pulling out all the stops to make her teenage dream a record-setting reality. Perry and Michael Jackson are the only artists ever to land 5 number one singles from the same album. However, Perry has a shot to land a 6th chart topper with her latest single, The One That Got Away. So here's what they're doing. Her record company is online. It's only going to charge 69 cents for a single of it instead of $1.29 for that digital copy. So they're saying, see, make, break the record, set the record, make the record happen. Okay. Of course, with Michael Jackson, it was a Thriller LP. And interesting. I don't know how close Lady Gaga came with her Fame Monster thing, because she had a lot of stuff off of that one. But I guess not enough money. Lady Gaga still is getting an award for being weird or something. She's arrived at the Grammys in February, cased in a large translucent pot carried. But we don't care about that. So here's the deal. So she's received the Associated Press Entertainer of the Year. Editors and broadcasters were asked to cast their ballots for who the most influential person on entertainment and culture in 2011. I am humbled and honored to be named Entertainer of the Year by the Associated Press. She said, signed Mother Monster. Lady Gaga narrowly edged out the late Apple founder Steve Jobs by 3 votes. Many others received numerous votes, including Taylor Swift, Charlie Sheen, Adele, and the cast of the Harry Potter movies. I think Lady Gaga has probably had a much greater influence on our lives than Steve Jobs has. Okie dokie. Don't get me wrong. I like her singing. Right? I don't have to really see her, but I like her singing. Don't really have to see her. Hey, okay. What's going on there? Now, in case you hadn't heard about this, because I hadn't, and I, not that it mattered to me, but Jessica Lange and Sam Shepard have separated after nearly 30 years. Publicist for Lange confirmed the split Monday. People magazine first reported the separation, saying the actors concluded the relationship almost 2 years ago. They have 2 grown children. 2 years. That's not breaking the news now, is it? And then, do you watch Survivor? This Sophie Clark slayed the competition on Survivor. She's a 22-year-old medical student. I don't watch Survivor, so I don't know who it was. I woulda, like coulda, or I shoulda. Okay, now here's important news if you're in Pismo area. So they say they are planning a sobriety checkpoint from 6 p.m. today to 2 a.m. on Wednesday near downtown Pismo as a part of the local law enforcement agency's annual winter crackdown on drunk driving. Pismo Beach Police Office, along with the Royal Grande, River Beach, and San Luis Obispo Police Departments, and the San Luis Obispo County Sheriff's Office and the California State Parks, will screen cars along southbound Highway 1, also known as Dolliver Street, south of Frady Lane, which is south of 7-Eleven store in the front of the Pismo Creek Village RV Park and all that. Although it will be stopped unless the traffic backup becomes too heavy. In that case, vehicles will be selected by a preset standard to assure objectivity, according to the business. Sorry. You see, here's what they're trying. Here's what people are saying. They're saying that we have this new twist and quirk and weirdness thing going on. To the police department's making money by impounding vehicles. So is it sobriety checkpoint there really has to do with sobriety or does it have to do with impounding vehicles? Here's what I really think. I mean, this is because you think about way back when they first started sobriety checkpoints, all that, they really were concerned about drunk driving. Now, if there's an added bonus, to impounded vehicles, well, icing on the cake, do I see? Okay. I hear, even having read that, and other people have read it too, of course, there will be people arrested in front of the Pismo Park, camping place. So there will be. It's right here in the paper. They're telling you they're going to be there. There's people goofy enough to drink and go ahead and give it the go. More power to you.
So, lunch. Where to today?
Something good.
Drive-through tacos?
I said good.
Burgers?
Ugh. If I eat one more burger, I think I'll turn into a cow.
Oh, I know. How about the buffet at Round Table Pizza?
Round Table Pizza has a buffet?
Not only do they have one, it's fantastic. Spectacular array of choices and the freshest ingredients. Best of all, just $6.99 for all you can eat.
$6.99? That's less than those value meals at the burger places. But wait, it's so good and the price so reasonable. There's got to be a liner on the block to get in, right?
No waiting. There's 7 locations on the Central Coast. Plus, we can order online at roundtablepizza.com and start eating when we walk in the door.
Order online at roundtable.com? What are we waiting for? You order, I'll get the car. We're going to Round Table Pizza for the lunch buffet.
Round Table, the last honest pizza.
The great folks at Karen Scott Audiology want to wish you and your entire family the very happiest of holiday season. It's this time of the year that we reflect on everything we hold special. And on the top of the list, it is always the special times we get to spend with our families and count on our endless blessings. So from everyone at Karen Scott Hearing Aid in Audiology, have a joyous holiday season, and we hope to serve you in the coming year.
Happy holidays and happy new years from your neighbors at Rancho Grande Motors. No matter how you and your family celebrate the holiday season, there is one common thread that runs through all celebrations, and that is the love of family and community. Let's enjoy these times we have together. Your friends at Rancho Grande Motors share in that spirit and hope to serve you in the coming year. Happy holidays.
But baby, it's cold outside. But baby, it's cold outside. Been hoping that you drop me off. I'll hold your hands, they're just like ice. Beautiful, what's your heart? Listen to the fireplace roar. Beautiful, please don't hurry. Put some records on while I pour. Baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this
no
drink?
Cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew.
Your eyes are like starlight now. I'll take your hat, your hair looks swell.
No.
Mind if I move in close?
At least I'm gonna say that I
tried. What's the sense of hurting my pride?
Really,
baby, don't hold out. Baby, it's cold outside. Baby, it's cold outside.
The answer is no.
But baby, it's cold outside.
The welcome has
how
been
lucky that you dropped
so
in.
Nice and warm.
Look out the window at the storm.
My sister will be just
gosh,
just
your lips look
my
delicious.
My brother will be there at the door.
Waves upon the tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mind is
gosh, big. Your lips are delicious. Never such a blizzard before. But baby, you'd freeze out there.
Say, let me a call.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been
I
dressed.
Thrill when you touch my
but
hair.
Don't you see?
How can you do this thing to me?
There's bound to be talk tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong
at
sorrow.
At least there will be plenty implied.
If you caught pneumonia and
I really can't
get
stay.
Over that old doubt. Baby, it's cold. Baby, it's cold outside.
Well, we'll skip that. We'll skip what was going to be next there and then get to what's next after that. Hey, see, I have with me in the studio right now. My pleasure is to have Elena Embry and her husband and Amy, and we're all here. And here's the deal. See, this is what I was telling you just before we started right here. Here, I've got to make sure this doesn't start playing all of a sudden like it's not supposed to. See how I'm going to have this microphone boom move way over here so that we're not looking. So I can't even see the woman.
Oh, you can't?
No, I can't see her.
You want me to move it?
Well, that's an idea.
Okay, here.
Yeah, come over here. See, now I have a producer.
Can you see her now?
Yeah, I have a producer for the first time.
That's right.
Pretty good. I'm pretty classy.
It doesn't pay
much, though, so don't get excited. All right, Elena. And so you and how come you know each other?
Well, I met Elena.
This is Amy. This is Amy from the beach.
Hi.
Hi, Amy.
Hi, Bill.
From the beach. How are you?
I love seeing you every day.
You don't not. You don't,
yes,
you don't
I
even
do.
Say hello. You don't,
I,
you
oh,
just,
shut
she,
up.
Okay,
God.
Fine. All right.
Okay, so I met Elena, I think probably went in July.
Mm-hmm.
Probably July. We actually went to high school together.
Really?
She was a freshman. I was a senior.
Where is that?
Aurora Grande High School.
At AG, yeah. Mm-hmm. The Eagles who just came champion through here this
CIF,
year.
CIF, baby.
Cool, CIF.
Woo-hoo!
All right. So you guys have just been friends for a long, long time?
Not really a long time, just really kind of reconnected.
Reconnected, okay.
And so I was wanting something, a different kind of exercise instead of, you know, the typical gym. And I found Elena. And that's where she comes in.
All right, Elena, tell me about your business. Now, you've been in business for how long? First off, we mentioned you're doing Pilates.
Yes.
And this is in Grover Beach, right?
Yes.
Okay. Tell us the address right now so we know it.
I'm at 1445 Grand Avenue,
okay.
Suite H. I'm upstairs from Jules Beads, and you can park inside the AutoZone parking lot.
Boy, sounds like Grover Beach. Okay, we're upstairs, we're downstairs, where you're parking in the AutoZone parking lot, mm-hmm. and you're up above Happy Jules, what is it?
Jules Beads.
Jules Beads, okay, yeah. And then you're there. And that's
it's
the
kind
Pilates.
Of kitty corner from Rudy and Angie's, which, by the way, her mom and dad own that place.
Really?
Yeah.
My parents own Rudy and Angie's Mexican food.
Well, we should just all just go on down to Grover Beach and have fun with the family.
Have some margaritas.
That's right, you know what I mean? All right, so you got in this Pilates. Now, why did you choose this seems to be the thing that's going on right now for sure. There's no question about it, this Pilates thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I've talked to somebody else about Pilates. I was totally confused about how Pilates worked, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I thought it was just a big ball.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. Oh, my God. It's
a funny
story.
Here's a funny story. I thought, here's the thing. My wife has a big ball, and it's in a box in the office, and I've seen this, and it says Pilates on it. And I've never seen her use the big ball, but there's the big ball that says Pilates. So I figured, okay, that's the big ball. So I was talking to somebody else about Pilates, and they talked about Paul Pilates or whatever his name was that founded the whole thing. I said, so did he get the idea for Pilates from, like, the medicine ball? And the two of these people looked at me like I had lost my mind, you know, like, what are you talking about, you know? And I found out it has nothing to do with a big ball at all. It has to do with other stuff, and there's equipment, right?
I guess you could use a ball.
Well, you could.
Yeah, you can use a ball. They have, it's a mat workout using the Pilates ball, so you blow it up and you do the moves.
Oh, so there is a thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh,
there is such a thing.
I thought maybe it was like a Mickey Mouse Club exercise, you know what I mean? And that's why she got the big ball.
Yeah.
All right.
And we do mat Pilates. We don't use any of the machines or anything.
Okay, now tell me what mat Pilates is.
Mat Pilates is just basically doing Pilates on the floor on a yoga mat or a Pilates mat.
Now, how does Pilates differ from if I said, okay, I don't know the name of it. Look, do I look like I know about
exercising?
Do I look like I know about exercising? How does it differ from other things? What's the idea behind Pilates? Mm-hmm. What are we trying to accomplish?
Your core. You're trying to keep your core strong. So what you're working is your core and other body movements, but throughout the whole exercise, you're focusing on your abs, and then you can work your legs. You basically keep your abs tight through the whole.
We call it keeping our box tight.
I
doesn't that sound dirty?
No. Here's the thing. This is the interesting thing. The VA sent me to a physical therapy, and that she was all the time saying, you know, you try to figure out where your core is, you know what I mean? But then they decided I was rotten to the core, and they threw me out. They said there's no sense in having you here anymore. But no, there was a kind of a key point there. It was kind of like, how can you how do I say this? I think this is what you're talking about, too.
Mm-hmm.
You sort of are flexing inside internally. You're sort of, is that what I'm saying?
You're contracting
right
your ab muscle.
Yeah.
And you're holding it in.
Right.
Yeah.
And then that centers you or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So if throughout the exercise, like if we're doing something that's with balancing and your core's tight, then you're gonna, it's easier for you to stay balanced.
So you can see just by looking at me right here, you see this sitting over here on this side of my body? I'm cattywampus. You know, nothing stays centered on me that I wear. It always moves over to one side because
really,
my core is all shot.
Your core?
My core is just—it's gone.
It's a really cool. It's like the way you breathe too. Did you already talk about that?
No,
while
we didn't talk about the breathing.
Well, better.
Yeah. Well, what we do is at the beginning of each exercise, we take 10 deep breaths, you know, where we expand our stomach and then we bring it back in, and then we hold the breath, and that's how we are supposed to stay. You know, you continue breathing, but you're just keeping your abs tight. Like right now while I'm talking to you, I'm holding in my abs, and you know, it just so just like, you know, you kind of sit up taller and you're working out without even.
Now they always call the abs a six pack when in fact it's an eight pack.
An 8-pack.
It's an 8 muscles. But the interesting thing is I don't even have that. I don't have abs anymore. You know what I mean? I got flaps, not abs.
More like Pillsbury?
I got that. So anyway, I can try to
Bill,
hold it.
I can try to hold in.
And come hang out with us.
Everybody, do you know how many people have invited me to go exercising?
I know it doesn't sound very fun.
I wonder why. Okay. Well, no, I tried, you know, I don't move that good, but I tried yoga, but I couldn't do any of the yoga stuff they did, so I just sat in the mat and kind of enjoyed the scenery and everything. You know, I looked outside and it was kind of nice. So
let me just say this really quick.
Yes.
Is, you know, I've been to the gym. I've done all that kind of sweaty kind of workout, right?
Yes, ma'am.
I used to go to a local gym, and it was fine for a while, but it gets old. And so I was looking for something a little bit more intimate, not like, you know, just someone who can pay a little bit more attention to me.
Yes.
And since I've started, I am bionic woman, I swear. I am really strong. I am really, really strong now. And I've gone down almost 2 pant sizes. It's amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
Of course, you've been doing it for 12 years.
No.
How long?
A few months.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But the key is I've been doing it really consistent. I try to come in 3 times a week. Every now and then we'll do 4. But, yeah, I mean, the breathing exercises, the movement. And it's good for people with back problems, too, because it really kind of strengthens your back, too.
We have clients that doctors have recommended that they come take the Pilates classes. You know, and it's a gentle but effective workout.
That's interesting. You know what I mean? That's interesting because we could have a brawl of some kind. We could have a bungle in the jungle here. We could put chiropractors up against Pilates people.
Well, the thing is, a lot of people think that you have to sweat to death and jump up and down to lose weight, but that's just not the case. I mean, if that's your gig, then that's fine. If you want to do that kind of thing, that's cool. But for me, I like to walk, and I walk on the beach, but then a few times a week I do the Pilates, and it's the breathing and the strengthening, and it's the toning.
Pilates is good for toning.
Very good for toning. My arms feel like rocks. I'll let you touch it here in a second.
You just knocked me out. My wife's like that. My wife has really good muscles in her arms. So anyway, that's very interesting. Now you've been in business how long? You're fairly new at this, right?
Yeah. I mean, we just opened up. It's called the Chakra Healing Center.
I gotta have the right name for it.
Oh.
But what is it?
The Chakra Healing Center.
How do you spell that?
Chakra Chakra.
And what does that mean?
Chakras are energy centers that we have inside of our body, and they help us to stay balanced, and when they're out of balance, we're out of balance, you know.
I have one of these too?
Yeah. Oh, you have seven major chakras, and there's tons of them all over our body system that work with our emotions, our health. So what I try to do there at my center is bring balance to people. They can do. They can also come in and do chakra balancing. We do Reiki, color aromatherapy, and we use that,
which is awesome. Yeah. It's so good. It's fantastic.
This is. I just learned. I have 205 bones in my body and 7 chakras.
Yeah. Oh, 7 major chakras. Yeah.
7 major. Yeah. Those things. I might have minor ones, but I have 7 major. Well, this is very interesting. And so this comes from obviously from some belief system, some oriental.
Yeah,
it's
a new age. The Reiki is that I combine with the chakra balancing is. Sorry, I can't think right now. Well, chakras are Indian, are from
India.
The
reason you can't be being interviewed on the radio.
Yeah, okay.
I know she came in. She's like, I'm so nervous.
Well, no, when I do radio, I get tongue tied myself.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on. I think this is really quite fascinating, and it's nice to hear that you have a devotee right here that can speak positively about it. And so, if you had asked me and said, you know, how can you lose weight without jumping around and sweating and all that, I'd say, no, you can't. I think you have to lose weight that way.
A lot of people think that you have to jump around. You don't. I mean, cardio.
We do cardio Pilates sometimes. I try to shake it up. Like, I'll throw in some yoga when we throw in some cardio. It just kind of depends on what kind of mood we're in. You know, a lot of people like to be in the more mellow mood, and I follow my classes with the meditation at the end to help balance your chakras.
How long is like a class last?
They're between an hour and 15 minutes.
Okay. All right.
But, I mean, you can come in and say, I just want to only have time for a half hour, and she can do that too.
So Amy, you ran into your old friend, and you said, what are you doing? And then she said, I'm doing this stuff now. Is that what happened, kind of like?
Well, it kind of started... I can't remember who told me about it. Was it you?
We met at Grateful Threads.
Oh, at Grateful Threads, a local little recycle shop with clothes, really cute shop. And we met there, and we started doing it outside during the summertime. It was really nice, and we would go outside to Ramona Garden Park and do it in the grass. And
that was nice. It was fun.
Yeah, it was really fun. And then she said that she wanted to get her own place, and, like, it happened so fast. Within a couple of months, we were in the building.
We manifested. I mean, it was just, we started talking about it, and the next thing I knew was happening. And
all right, let's do this. Let me first give you an address again. It's at 1445 Grand Avenue, upstairs. Mm-hmm. And what's your phone number?
It's 878-8576.
Let me give it again. 878-8576.
Yeah.
It's Elena Embry, and she's doing Pilates in Niagara River Beach. What are you hoping eventually for yourself? Would you like to see a chain of studios across the country?
Yeah, I'd like to see more of them. I just want to help people stay balanced and find that inner peace within themselves through the Pilates, through the healing work, through, we have a reference library there, a resource library there, so people can come and study different new things, different new healing techniques.
There's a meditation room as well, Wi-Fi.
You have a tall, handsome husband. You make him do this, or does he do it voluntarily?
He did it voluntarily.
All right. I was just checking. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes your wife says, here, you got to hold this, and you're automatically involved in it, kind of thing. So that's very interesting.
Well, look at me. You think I'm in shape. When she starts getting me going, I'm sweating. I'm like, are we done yet?
Well, you do look like you're in shape.
Yeah.
Really? She shaped you up more.
Rough.
Wow, that's very interesting. That's funny.
Yeah.
Anyway. He does. He looks like a basketball player.
Doesn't he? He's so handsome.
He's handsome.
He's very supportive. Too.
Well, not all basketball players are handsome. There must be some ugly ones somewhere.
Oh, I can name a few.
Okay, well, fine. You already know that. Okay. So we don't want to say that he looks like a basketball player because he's so handsome. That automatically kind of makes it wrong.
Oh, he's got it all. He's got looks. Look at that. He's
just charming.
Like,
do we embarrass him yet?
Tall and handsome.
All right, I just want to make sure we embarrass him.
But let me just say this, Bill, really quick, that Pilates it has really just been, it's been amazing for me. Mm-hmm. I mean, with women running around doing this, doing that, grocery shopping,
everything. So you belonged to a gym before?
I have.
A gym with the treadmills and all that
stuff. I hate it.
Yeah.
And I don't want to knock any gyms. I know they're out there trying to do good for people. I think that's great. But for me, it just wasn't the thing, and I told my other half, I said, I will make time, no matter what, an hour out of my day to hang out with Elena, because I love her, but to do Pilates and strengthen my core, and it just makes me feel amazing.
Well, and here's another thing, too, I think, to be very, fair about this. Some people do the gym thing, and they like it very much. And
oh, yeah.
There's a lot of socializing and interacting and all that kind of thing, too. And so you have that. Then you have women we have places. I know there's one in the Marigold Center. There's a gym where the women said, I really don't need some guy staring at my butt when I'm doing exercise.
Exactly. Oh,
okay. So they have just women. And then this is a whole other thing because it's just a whole different way of doing it. I mean, it's just a whole other way. But is it co-ed?
It can't be co-ed. We haven't really got men in there to do Pilates yet. I have no problem with having men there.
You've got to have flyers and have your husband hawk them on the, down at the beach.
And his speedo.
Yeah, here you go. Come to Pilates.
Yeah.
It's a really great group. A lot of the girls, we talk and have tea afterwards or coffee. And
it's a support group. Yeah.
It is. It's a therapy session.
I mean, we even have coffee there. We sell coffee upstairs. We sell a healthy coffee.
Uh-huh, cool.
There's tea.
I mean, we try to keep it where casual. And our gift shop is like a sitting room.
Now, can people come and can somebody come and visit and watch?
Yeah.
To see if they think they might want to do it or not.
Yeah, because, I have some older women that have wanted to just come and watch.
But I don't mean come consistently and watch. I mean,
but come and watch before they decide to do it, to see if they can. And I let them know, too, that I'm willing to stop and take the time. When we get new people in, I try to slow down the class so that way, we start and
like give them the basics. And the girls that have been there already for a while, they're understanding about it, and it gives them a refresher on going over the breathing and going over, you know, holding yourself steady.
Elaine Embry has been my guest, and we've talked about Pilates, and Amy also has been here. It's not Amy Grant, that's a singer.
Oh, wait, she's got a really cool special going on, too. Can she tell you about that?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So it's going to be from now until January 7th, we're going to have three free classes, so you can get a taste of it. And then if you'd like, you can purchase $30 unlimited for a month.
Well, how cool is that?
Yeah.
So three free classes between now and?
January 7th.
And January 7th. So here's you better get this number written down. I'll say it slowly so you have it. 878-8576. That's 878-8576. And this is the Chakra Healing Center at 1445. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Yes. 1445 Grand Avenue in Grover Beach. What suite is it again?
Suite H. Just for healing.
Suite H. It's H for healing. It's upstairs. Suite H for healing. It's upstairs. All right.
And you know what? With all the Christmas cookies, all the Christmas cookies we've been eating, I need extra classes, Elena.
Yeah. We'll do weekend classes.
This would be a great New Year's resolution, and I promise you that you will stick to it. You don't want to not go. You look forward to going. It's great.
Wow.
Love it.
All right. This is good, and it makes a great, would make a nice Christmas gift, too, it sounds like. There you go. All right. That's Elaina Embry, and I thank Amy Fordyce from the beach for being here and supporting her friend and also just selling the hell out of this thing.
Yeah, thank you.
Quite frankly. And so that worked out really well.
That's what
and
I
thank
for.
You, sir. I thank your husband for being here, too.
Thank you.
And you guys have a really great Christmas.
All right, you too, Mary.
Thanks, Bill.
All right, I appreciate
it. We love you.
All right, bye-bye.
Looking for a great holiday gift idea that won't break the bank? Remember this name, Slow Roasted Coffee. That's right, Slow Roasted Coffee. They're your local neighbors, and their coffee is always a crowd pleaser. Now's the time of year to enjoy Slow Roasted Coffee's special holiday blends. Candy cane, pumpkin pie, winter wonderland, and a favorite, cinnamon gingerbread. Folks love their coffee, and if you're wondering what to give your coworker or need to pick up a host gift before you go to that holiday party, it's Slow Roasted Coffee to the rescue. Got someone out of town? Send them a gift from the happiest place on earth. Shop online at slowroasted.com. They'll ship it for you. Locally, you'll find Slow Roasted Coffee at grocery stores throughout the county. This holiday season, don't just drink coffee, enjoy it. Drink Slow Roasted Coffee. So good.
So good. It's so good. It's so good. It's so good. Anyway, so get some slow roll, a cup of Joe, and you're really going to enjoy that for Christmas time. And it does make a great gift, too. All right. This is Talk of Sheep, your friends and neighbors network with Bill Benica. And did I do Moe's? Did I get Moe's in? I'm not sure. Moe's at the corner of Osos and Monterey. Moe's has all the good barbecue thing going on for you. And they got the burgers, and they got salads, and they got and their salads are huge and wonderful salads. These are like you say to yourself, well, you know, I wonder if I want something really healthy. Now, Bill, not like the 75 rib combo that you're eating. What if I need something really healthy? Last time we went, Nancy got a salad with chicken on it. You know, just basically a tossed salad. It's got the what do you call them? Eggs and whatnot around it. Anyway, and lots of chicken, and it was a barbecue chicken. It was really absolutely fabulous, and they also have chipotle lime tacos, which are very, very good, and they have like four or five different kinds of salads all together, so you can really do yourself right. They got a bunch of different kinds of hamburgers. They got pulled pork, pulled beef. They have pulled chicken. They have half chickens, whole chickens, all of that. They have ribs in many different assortments. You can get a quarter slab, half slab, whole slab. It's all good at Moe's. And so don't get to go to Moe's on Monterey and Osos. And the other nice thing is, let's say you're not working, but you don't have too much of this, but you want to share. Pitcher of beer. I don't want you to have the whole pitcher yourself, but you can have like a share pitcher of beer and whatnot. It's really cool. So if you're shopping this week, well, you can go today if you want. I mean, it's lunchtime. You can go tomorrow. You can go the next day. But like if you're shopping this weekend, let's say Saturday. You say, I don't know where to go to eat. I go to Moe's and just sit and relax. Have a nice time. I'm going to tell you about both things at the same time because today's Taco Tuesday, and I know it's already 5-1, but I'm going to tell you about it. It's Taco Tuesday at Spencer's, so you get two tacos for a dollar. Two tacos for a dollar at Spencer's today, Taco Tuesday, so you can go there. And then do your shopping at Spencer's. I'm going to do this right now myself because it's just so great. $6.99 a pound for this hand-rubbed, bone-in, standing rib roast. You can have them rub it, or you can rub it yourself. It doesn't matter who does the rubbing. And it's Harris Ranch natural beef. It's just absolutely delicious and tender and wonderful. And it's the big rib roast. It's good. Oh, my gosh. All right, you can get that. They have, don't forget they have Mary's Fresh Range, Free Range Fresh Turkeys. That's what it is, Bill. We got that in the right order. No preservatives, no hormones, no animal byproducts, no weird stuff, no lips, no teeth. And they have that for $2.19 a pound. Boneless pork loin roast for $2.79 a pound. What else do you want? What else you want? Some shrimpies? They got tail on cooked shrimp for $7.99 a pound. They have Maine lobster tails for $5.99 a pound. So they get all that stuff. They got all the veggies and everything you need. They've got celery and green beans and onions and carrots and everything. Oh, well. They got the bakery. You can go and get party platters. You know, you don't have to do all of it. You don't have to do everything yourself. You really don't. Even if you're making a handmade, homemade cooked meal for Christmas, but let's say you have an appetizer. You say, okay, well, here, we can just do, because the guys are watching football games and all that, and they just want a scarf. That's basically what it's about, scarfism. So they got all the stuff for scarfing. Right there at Spencer's Fresh Markets in 5 locations on the Central Coast. They will be open Christmas Eve from 7 o'clock until 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., but they'll be closed Christmas Day. Spencer's in San Luis Obispo, Morro Bay, Atascadero, Arroyo Grande, Santa Maria, where freshness is local. All right, other things going on. We got the Christmas music going on here today. What else? We got a little bit more. Let's see what happens over here. Because there's people in the news. So this is interesting. They're going to start an online political party. That's basically what it comes down to. So now you know who's already becoming the person du jour right before the Iowa caucuses too, which is kind of interesting. But here the Newtster was up there. Please, if you're Republican, please come on. We don't have a president named Newt. Anyway, so they got Newt. Now all of a sudden Ron Paul. People are looking at Ron Paul and saying, "Hey Ron, hey, maybe Ron Paul's got the right idea." But then a lot of people. Why? This is the opinion I'm seeing. Right, Ron Paul's not a flippy flopper guy. He's got some strange ideas. So that way. Okay. He believes in oiling the machinery of the Treasury and cranking out the bills. All right. And other things going on. I saw this obituary in the paper the other day, and I didn't get a chance to mention it, but Ira Hughes, the longtime owner of Ira's Bike Shop in Arroyo Grande, passed away on Thursday. He'd been sick for quite some time. And he was recently given a proclamation by the Arroyo Grande City Council in honor of his many years of community service, including a member of the city's downtown parking advisory board. He also was given an award for 50 years of service to the Boy Scouts. And so it was a very special thing going on. If you remember, there was an event down in the park where the gazebo is to try to raise money to help out. Anyhow, that's what happened there. National Zoo pandas get $4.5 million holiday gift. The National Zoo announced this gift Monday to fund its giant panda program for 5 more years. Philanthropist David M. Rubenstein visited the pandas with China's ambassador to the United States to announce the gift. Rubenstein is co-founder and managing director of the Washington-based private equity firm, the Carlyle Group, is also on the board of regents of the Smithsonian, which includes the zoo, by the way. There are probably 10 million species on the face of the earth, and I doubt that any one of those species is more popular, more beloved than the giant panda. Yeah. A few toads are cute. Rubenstein said at this news conference, he said his money is a holiday gift to the people of Washington, the country, because pandas make people happy. There you go. Yep. We may be eating horses in the near future, but pandas probably not. That's what I'm guessing right there. So that's what I'm guessing right there. Okay. That's what's happening. there's so much weird stuff going on. The biggest thing they're really saying about this Kim Jong-un is that nobody has the faintest idea what's going to happen to this thing. This Hillary Clinton's over there, the Secretary of State, she's running around, she's saying stuff, she's hoping for good things, and the South Koreans because South Koreans obviously don't trust North Koreans whatsoever, so their military thing is on a heightened readiness, although North Korea hasn't shown any signs of really getting flaky. you know, you say to yourself, so much good could happen right now, and yet if you look at who's really running things in China, it's kind of like Putin and his gang. If you really look at how it's being run, I don't think the man's going to have much of a change, at least for quite some time. But we'll see. I hope that I'm wrong. I want to be wrong. You don't know that I want to be wrong. Streams of mourners, some well in some grim-faced, placed flowers at monuments around the North Korean capital early today as memory of longtime girl Kim Jong-il, while state media hailed Kim's son and heir apparent as man born of heaven, suggesting the transition of a new leadership was firmly on track. And was a deity, as you know, they basically said, he's a deity. He's worshipped. Pudgy little guy, I don't know how. All right, listen, we're going to do a CBS News, find out what's going on, and come back, and we'll have more Christmassy stuff and whatnot.
CBS News, I'm Harley Carnes. Will the Congress extend the reduction in the tax we pay into Social Security before the end of the year? That's still an open question. Let's go live now for the latest on the debate. CBS's Bob Fuss on Capitol Hill.
With Republicans badly split, Speaker John Boehner tried to show unity by having dozens of House Republicans stand behind him as he drew a line in the sand opposing a Senate bill to extend an expiring tax cut, which likely means everyone's taxes will go up in January. President Obama said he needs the Speaker's help to stop this tax hike.
I need the President to help out, all right?
Boehner appointed members to negotiate a new bill, but Senate leaders say they've passed a compromise with overwhelming bipartisan support, and they are done. Live on Capitol Hill, Bob Fuss, CBS News.
I'm Peter Mayer at the White House. This tax cut debate is a Washington stalemate. President Obama says House Republicans must break it.
And because of their refusal to cooperate, all those Americans could face a tax hike in just 11 days.
He's urging House Republicans to reverse course and accept that 60-day tax cut extension already approved by the Senate.
Treasuries fell today, sending yields higher on positive news about the U.S. and German economies. It means money flowing into higher-risk stocks in the U.S. and bonds in Europe. Jason Weisberg at Seaport Securities.
I'll take 300 up versus 300 down any day, but reality is that if you look at the 52-week chart of where the index has started and where they are today, we've really been stuck at neutral all year.
On Wall Street, the Dow gained 335 points, the NASDAQ up about 80. Some of the encouraging news today came from real estate. New apartment construction starts were up in November. David Crow at the National Association of Home Builders.
It's an encouraging sign, as we've seen other signs in housing construction, that suggest we will continue on this very modest but nevertheless steady improvement in the market.
There's also word that jobs were added net in 43 of the states last month, 120,000 in all. Saab, the automaker, has declared bankruptcy, and today the word is the warranty is no more. Keith Crane at Automotive News.
It's going to be increasingly difficult for the dealers that have inventory trying to sell them because they know what their customers know. It's an orphan car.
He says it's a shame because he said Saab makes a spectacular car. A prominent social conservative group in Iowa has decided not to endorse any of the GOP candidates for president, though the president of the group, the family leader, Bob Vanderplaat, says he personally likes Rick Santorum.
I think with our endorsement, Rick Santorum could be the surprise on January 3.
Another way of quantifying damage from the Texas drought, preliminary Forest Service estimate is half a billion trees, that's with a B, died in the extended dry spell, which isn't really over yet. They've had some rain, but that's not to say this year won't be another hot, dry one. The tree die-off, loblolly pines, and others. This is CBS News.
As if parents don't have enough to worry about these days, there's been a growing trend of kids having their identity stolen. Fortunately, Identity Guard KidSure now makes it easy to help protect your child's identity. KidSure uses patent-pending technology to search and monitor thousands of online data sources for information related to your child. If information is found that could be potentially harmful, you'll be alerted to it quickly. Even better, KidSure costs you less than $5 a month per child when added to your Identity Guard membership. Learn more about KidSure at identityguard.com.
To Alex, what can I say to the greatest four-year-old in the universe? I'm already so proud of you, and you can't even tie your shoes yet. You're the best gift I've ever gotten. So here's the best gift I could give in return. Love, Dad.
When it comes to your loved ones, give the most selfless gift of all, a secure financial future. New York Life Insurance Company has been protecting families for over 165 years and has the highest ratings currently awarded to any life insurer. Contact your New York Life agent or visit newyorklife.com.
They work long hours. They are always on call, 24/7, 365. No wonder police officers are likely to have problems sleeping.
An alarm about police is being sounded in a study in the Journal of the American Medical Association.
40% of police officers screen positive for a sleep disorder. Quite an astonishingly high number.
These officers are far more likely to show anger towards citizens or to have complaints filed against them. And Harvard researcher Dr. Charles Seisler says they have higher risks of several health problems, including heart disease, diabetes, and depression. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
In most places, women who doff their tops in protest of one thing or another draw tolerant attention. In Belarus, the group Femen, widely known for its topless protests, says three of its members demonstrating against the policies of the government were kidnapped by the Belarusian KGB, beaten, humiliated, and left in the woods. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
As if parents don't have enough to worry about these days, there's been a growing trend of kids having their identities stolen. Fortunately, Identity Guard KidSure now makes it easy to help protect your child's identity. KidSure uses patent-pending technology to search and monitor thousands of online data sources for information related to your child. If information is found that could be potentially harmful, you'll be alerted to it quickly. Even better, KidSure costs you less than $5 a month per child when added to your Identity Guard membership. Learn more about KidSure at identityguard.com.
Jay Farner here. Happy holidays from Quicken Loans. For the second year in a row, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction in primary mortgage origination. Interest rates are still historically low. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.875%, APR 4.17%. Take a few minutes out of your busy day. Call Quicken Loans at 866-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. Yes, the most wonderful time. Oh, the most
wonderful time of the year.
California is number one at a lot of things. Surfing, wine. We're the state with the most millionaires, the most nonconformists, the most millionaire nonconformists. That's why Farmers, the number one insurance group in California, is proud to have been born right here. Our 4,200 agents statewide have the experience to help you tailor a plan for the unexpected.
You can't go wrong with a guy named Wright, so give Farmers agent Mike Wright a call at 541-3942.
Number one ranking based on market share of property and casualty insurers in California.
How does a little shoe store like Mike's and the Slow Promenade seem so big? They start by taking assortment to a new level. Not just any assortment, but the brands people really want and the styles people really love. Mike, Annie, Shoe Shun, and their entire crew at Mike's really know their stuff, and they're happy to make it work for you. The right people, the right place, all the time. You'll like Mike's and find what you're looking for in men's and women's shoes. Every time you hear this ad, you're just one pair away from the perfect number of shoes. Mike's Shoes at Southside Promenade.
Best films of the year, nominated for 7 Critics' Choice Awards, and now it is a Golden Globe nominee for Best Picture. On Christmas Day, experience the epic motion picture event of the year.
There he is.
War Horse. War Horse, rated PG-13, in theaters everywhere on Christmas Day.
One became 10. 10 became 30, became 60, became 150.
Homeowner Gary Gropper has it down to a science. Well, almost.
We pretty much plug them up until they blow the circuit, and then we subtract one.
He's thrilled people in this Northeast Atlanta neighborhood for years.
It's exciting because it's just really cool that they set up all these decorations.
Each year, we've added children to the family and come. And we've driven by and we've seen more and more added. And it just becomes, they become older and they appreciate it more. And it becomes kind of a family tradition.
But this holiday season, Gropper has shined the light on the Genesis Shelter. He's collecting money for the local organization that helps homeless babies and their families get back on their feet.
And the answer is, no, you can't donate anything to pay for the electric bill, but you can donate something to help somebody that really needs the funds worse than I do.
When we saw that the Genesis Shelter was benefiting, we ran to the car and got some money because we just thought it was such a great way to give at this time of the year.
Gropper hopes his joy for the holidays will encourage others to pay it forward and help families in need throughout the year.
And I confess, it was kind of a visual. It was 150 inflatable jobber dues. The guy had 150 inflatable jobber dues. It was a lot. That's quite a few. Anyway, but there were 100. I didn't see all 150. I mean, they didn't really show that, but they told everybody how happy they were. What do we have? Nancy and I were driving around the other day, and she was pointing to a street, and she said, when I was a kid, that was the street where everybody had all the lights. You know, it was off of Highland Avenue. And she said, that's where everybody had the lights. Now, are they still doing, you know, in the Pomo, in some of that new housing that's just down from downtown? They have, as we call in the Pomo downtown, they had a street there that was a dead end that had lots and lots of lights, which was a problem because when people go to see it, you know, it's a dead end and they try to turn, oh, it's a big mess. Anyway, they had lots of lights. But usually there's like a street or some, there's, or of course, there's individual houses where people go berserk. Anyway, it's fun. It's fun at Christmas time. Let's mention something else too here. You know what comes up every year now? every single year we have this debate about Happy Holidays and Merry Christmas and what's it all mean. So a lot of people say, well, if you say Happy Holidays, then you're including people that are Jewish and some of these other religions, Muslims, whatever it is. And you say Happy Holidays. Now, here's the interesting thing. I started saying Happy Holidays, and I don't say it all the time. I say it sometimes. But I said it not because of that. Because if you say Merry Christmas to some, I have for Jewish friends. I say Merry Christmas to them. They don't mind. They say Happy Hanukkah to you. It's a message of joy, of happiness, and they don't seem to mind it. You know, they tell me, they say, "Bill, what are you saying that to me for?" They don't say it, okay? So it's fine, and so it's because it's Christmas after all. You know what it is? It's Christmas. It's not Muhammad's birthday. It's not somebody else's birthday. It's Christmas. Okay, so then you have other thing is, the reason I ever started saying Happy Holidays is because of New Year's. Yeah, because I didn't want to say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. That just seemed like too much. You know what I mean? So I figured you include the two holidays, so I'd say Happy Holidays. But then now it's become this big political tug-of-war thing, so I'm back to saying Merry Christmas, to tell you the truth, mostly. I guess I can say Happy New Year after the Christmas holiday. Who could have known? Who could have known these things would vex our souls? Who could have possibly imagined that these things could be important whatsoever? No one. No one, I say. No one, by gosh. But yet they are. And it's amazing. Let me see if we can check some late-breaking news here and see what's going on. So here's the thing. Here we are. When we first went on the air today, we heard this story. NASA's first Earth-sized planets have been found. So remember, they can't just be Earth-sized. They have to be within a proximity of their sun that would make them similar to the Earth. But now they've found one that's really Earth-sized. I'm not sure I still understand why that matters, but okay. If it's because it's bigger, but it's in the same basic orbit, what would it matter? Okay. NCAA gives Ohio State a one-year bowl ban. Dow Jones up 300 points, which is pretty amazing. State TV says Syria's going to execute terrorists. Terrorists, of course, meaning protesters. So this is a more die in Syria after the deadliest known day. And let's see if we can click on this, what we get. If anything.
Supercharge your business with a Verizon 4G LTE mobile hotspot. Now you can connect it to 5 Wi-Fi devices with lightning-fast Verizon 4G LTE. No wonder more businesses choose Verizon Wireless than any other wireless carrier. And right now, get the mobile hotspot for only $49.99. Verizon has the largest selection of 4G LTE devices, all on America's fastest and most reliable 4G network.
In Syria, the government is announcing a major escalation in how it plans to deal with those whom it calls terrorists. CNN hasn't been granted access to the country to report independently, but Rima Maktabi is following developments from CNN Abu Dhabi. She joins us now. Rima, what do you make of this latest development, and who are the terrorists?
This is a very fluid phrase, Fadullah. Terrorists, it depends who's talking about it. If it's the Syrian regime, they will call probably protesters or the armed groups that are now fighting back at the Syrian army, they will call them protesters. Also, the Syrian regime accuses other Arab countries of sending money, arms, and support to the opposition to be armed and to fight back. So it's really quite a fluid phrase, and the penalty for anyone who's caught will be execution. This is a very serious decree and decision by the Syrian regime, Fanullah.
And how do we know, or how much do we know about arms and how they're getting into the country, and who's supplying even the soldiers who've defected but presumably at some point run out of ammunition?
The Syrian regime is accusing some Gulf countries of sending money to the Syrian opposition. Now, we know that the borders of Syria, there are many bordering countries like Jordan, Iraq, Lebanon, and Turkey. There hasn't been specific names mentioned by the Syrian regime, but definitely there are arms going into the country for the opposition.
All right, and to give you some idea what's going on with that, they said that yesterday, how many people were killed altogether? They said about 150 people were killed yesterday. It was the deadliest day yet in Syria. Okay. I know you say, Bill, do you have a happy story of any kind?
You got something good going on, Bill?
No. Twin Cities Hospital opened a new primary care facility, so that's good. You know, you need primary care. There it is right there. All right. Other things are going on. Well, this is always good news. Not that it matters for me. I'm not getting on one anyway, but it doesn't matter. If you suffer from a fear of flying, here's something that might calm your nerves. The first 11 months of 2011 were the safest period of commercial air travel on record. The global accident rate for January through November was 22% better than the same time last year and marked the safest period since the United Nations Aviation Agency began collecting data in 1945. The problem is you're not flying the last 11 months. You're flying the next 11 months or whatever it is. Today's the first day of the rest of your life. You know, one of those things. Globally, there were 486 passenger and crew fatalities in the first 11 months of the year, down from 784 fatalities in the same period last year. In the first 11 months of 2011, the accident rate was 2.16 per million passenger takeoffs, down from 2.78 per million in the same period last year. The most common accidents this year were runway excursions, which occur when airplanes veer off or overrun the runway. Because there's just a small little piece of cement that they have to land on. You've got this little piece of cement they take off on, and then some miles away there's another little piece of cement they're supposed to hit. And what's the chances, really? Not good. All right. AF? Well, this is not only do they get better grades, but they get more grads. Female grads surpass males at CSUs. Women are leapfrogging men in the classroom at the nation's largest university system, redefining the gender gap on California State University campuses in a startling way. That's 6 out of 10 CSU graduates last spring were female, a complete reversal over the past 4 decades. Researchers cited several reasons for the change. Women tend to have higher grades and test scores. Men tend to drop out of high school in disproportionate numbers, and women recognize they need a college degree to approach pay equally with men. Both men and women are attending college in higher numbers. Applications to attend CSU next fall have surged from 611,000 to 665,000, despite the fact that the bill keeps getting higher and higher and higher and higher and more to pay. Well, actually, you know, I think the CSU system is encouraging people from out of the state to sign up. As we know, Iraq accuses their top leader of killings, which we touched on yesterday. Shiite-dominated government claims that the Sunni vice president runs a hit squad that assassinates security and political officials. As I said to you yesterday, I think the war in Iraq is just about to begin. A man from the San Francisco Bay Area has fathered 14 children in the past 5 years through free sperm donations to childless couples he meets on the Internet and is now in trouble with the federal government. Trent Arsenault of Fremont says he donates sperm out of a sense of service to help people who want to have children but can't afford conventional sperm banks. 36-year-old minister's son has 4 more children on the way. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration sent Arsenault a cease and desist letter last year telling him he must stop because he has not followed the agency's requirements for getting tested for sexually transmitted diseases within 7 days before giving sperm. The FDA did not immediately respond to questions about what kind of punishment he would face. I know there's a lot could be said there, but I'll leave it alone. I'm not going there. Okay. A late autumn snowstorm lumbered into the Great Plains on Monday. Lumbered, I tell you. Unleashing snow and fierce winds that turned roads to ice, reduced visibility to zero, had jeopardized thousands of holiday motorists' travel plans. Bad way the weather is, there's poopy back there. It really is really bad. And here we're expecting Christmas Day. This is this way 10-day forecasty thing. Like it's not 10 days, but it's a long way. They're saying that we could have a 72 degrees on Christmas Day, which is warm. Okay. All right. Now here we go. The Supreme Court announced Monday that we'll hear arguments over the 3 days in the late March to decide the constitutionality of President Barack Obama's health care law. 5.5 hours of arguments are believed to be the most time devoted to a single case since the 1960s. It'll be so amazing to see how that turns out. The sales of cholesterol-lowering Lipitor plunged by half barely a week after the world's top-selling drug got its first U.S. generic competition. Figures show the number of Lipitor prescriptions filled during the first full week when the generic rivals were available fell to 359,000 from 724,000. Well, that would make sense, wouldn't it? Okay. You can pay this, or you can pay twice as much over here. Which would you rather buy? I'll buy the expensive stuff because it's got the name Lipitor. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Another madness going on. Last night, 49ers, it was interesting. I didn't think it was a big deal. They made a big deal out of it, but then again, what the heck, they're broadcasting. So the lights went out at Candlestick twice. So they had to postpone the play. And it was no big deal. They just sat there calmly and said, okay, fine, let's get the lights back on. It was strictly a stadium problem. So anyway, by the time the lights actually came on, it found out that the lights went out for Pittsburgh. And the 49ers won. And the Royals win. Mission Prep will play in its own tournament final for the first time. Mustangs fall to the Lions in L.A., and things didn't go well. Els and Goosen begin season without having qualified for the Masters. Ernie Els and Retief Goosen entered the 2012 season without any assurance of playing in the Masters. The field for the Masters took shape Monday after the final official week of golf tournaments around the world. So they figure, well, hey, I'm old. I've been playing golf for a long time, and people know my name. So I think it's okay. Here's how Howard Stern's going to shake up America's Got Talent, they say. I just don't know how he's going to, what kind of way he's going to shake it. Okay. As I've been telling you right here, here was an article written, a commentary by Dale McManus from the LA Times, and it says, an elusive victory in Iraq. You know, what exactly is going to happen in Iraq? It's sort of questions like Korea. What is going to happen in Korea? We don't know. We had people mad. All kinds of other people. We had what here? Here's Phyllis Frank. And frankly, Phyllis, I think you're right on. She said, am I the only one who noticed that in the budget cuts list in the December 14th Tribune, there was not one dime cut from any of our state representatives' standard of living? I think before we cut schools and other people-oriented programs, I'd like to see cuts such as legislators will pay for part of their own health care premiums, 10% cut for their office staffs and office rents, cuts to their per diem for food, 10% cut in pay, cuts in their travel budgets, elimination of their car allowances, etc. When things are good, they thrive and multiply, but when things are tough, they don't feel any of our pain. Did anyone else notice? Hey, right there. Right there. Well, it's about 28 after. It's 28 after after one. 20 cents, sorry, 27 after one. Let's take this break, and then we have you know what the song is going to be if it's a Christmas song and Elvis is singing it.
Your friends at Castoro Cellars Winery want to wish you and your family all the best this holiday season. As you reflect on what's special in your life, for most of us, it's the people in our lives that we hold near and dear in our hearts. If you're going to be enjoying a few special holiday beverages, please make sure that you've got a designated driver so you and everyone else on the road will enjoy a safe holiday season. The staff at Castoro Cellars Winery wants to wish you all happy holidays.
At Lowe's, we know you don't have a lot of time, so we've made it easy for you. Come in today and check out our most popular gifts, like a Skill 18-volt cordless drill driver for just $39.97. That's a $20 savings. And get 20% off all in-stock small appliances like Keurig brewers. Get in and out quickly. Or if you only have 20 minutes, order online and pick up in-store just 20 minutes later. But you better hurry. Supplies won't last long. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 12/24.
The craving for chocolate is all grown up.
That's Jared!
Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, presents Levion chocolate diamonds and chocolate-cultured South Sea pearls. From ancient royalty to today's red carpet, Levion is the only company on earth to make jewelry with chocolate diamonds, including exclusive designs you'll only find at Jared.
It can only be Jared!
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
During the holiday season, Ride On wants you and your family to enjoy the holidays the way it was meant to be celebrated. Together, with your loved ones. During these tough and crazy times, family is one thing that you can depend on. They know that at Ride On, and that's why Ride On considers all their customers as part of their extended family, and know that you can count on them for all your transportation needs. They want to thank all their customers for a great year. So have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and let's make it a good one from your friends at Ride On.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when the blue snowflakes start falling, your Christmas of white, but I'll have a blue, 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 blue Christmas.
Tonight we're adding Vice President Joe Biden. Now, it's not as dangerous as air traffic controllers falling asleep on the job. But this afternoon, Biden dozed off while his boss was giving a speech. Why?
Forward to keep the promise we've made to care for our seniors. It says that 10 years from now, if you're a 65-year-old who's eligible for Medicare, you should have to pay nearly $6,400 more than you would today.
All right. Granted, it was a pretty long speech, and President Obama does have a mellifluous voice, one that can be terribly soporific. Just ask the cadets at West Point or some kid at a commencement speech.
Schools that promote academic excellence, personal responsibility, lasting success. It doesn't happen in an instant. We can't count on military might alone. Now let me be clear. A military that, along with your families, has already borne the heaviest of all burdens.
Now let's think about the topic of the speech that made Biden go night-night, the deficit. As anyone who has seen Ferris Bueller knows, a monotonous voice plus an economics lecture, lethal. It's basically a 1-2 punch that sends you right into a REM cycle.
Anyone? Anyone? The Great Depression passed the... Anyone? Anyone? The tariff bill, the Hawley-Smoot Tariff Act, which anyone raised or lowered, raised tariffs in an effort to collect more revenue for the federal government. Did it work? Anyone? Anyone know the effects? It says that at this point on the revenue curve, you will get exactly the same amount of revenue as at this point.
Biden. Look, I get it. A long speech, a calming voice, right around afternoon nap time. I get it. Biden might as well have washed down some Ambien with NyQuil and warm milk while listening to Sade singing No Ordinary Love in a sleeping bag fresh out of the dryer while chamomile tea was being administered intravenously. I get it. But here's the thing. Isn't it a huge part of any politician's job to stay awake while other people are talking?
And elected a Democratic legislature. And in 2005, the Iraq...
Expediency asks the question, is a position politic vanity?
The fact that they're willing to work in a collaborative fashion with the federal government.
Terrorists.
Can we please get some Red Bull to the Capitol stat? Now, look, I don't know. Maybe it's our problem. Maybe we just need to try to think about our politicians the way we think about babies and puppies. Maybe we could learn to think they're adorable when they fall asleep. I mean, look at this dog falling asleep right there in his darling little feet. Huh? Huh? I mean, I haven't seen anything that cute since this afternoon when Joe Biden could barely keep his eyes open. All right, and I know it's not really the same. It was worth a try, though. I will say this. At least when Biden is asleep, he's not dropping F-bombs into an open mic, asking a disabled state senator to stand up, messing up his boss's name, or trying to count to four and failing. Behold the greatest gaffes of Joe Lullaby Biden, the awake years.
Chuck, stand up. Chuck, let him see you. Oh, God love you. What am I talking about?
A man who will be the next president of the United States, Barack America.
The three-letter word, jobs. J-O-B-S. Jobs.
Three-letter word, J-O-B-S. I don't know. I'm getting four letters, not three, but maybe I'm tired. As tired as Joe Rockabye Biden at a deficit speech. A quote that's attributed to Harry S. Truman says, the job of the vice president is to go to weddings and funerals. That is certainly a great idea. Let's send Joe Biden to a whole bunch of events that take place in churches that don't have air conditioning. That'll wake him up. Maybe we should... We're adding that snoring sound. Maybe we should amend the job description. How about if you're the vice president, just try to stay awake at work?
why not? Wait. Now, here's a... I want to play another thing for you because I hadn't heard about this. I heard about the first time, but I hadn't heard about the second time. And I find it very amazing in its own way, and I'll tell you why. It's so incredibly amazing to even hear this story that comes up after this little thing here about... you may have heard these and seen on TV. They have these commercials about going My Gulf, New Orleans, Louisiana, all these places down along the Gulf, and BP's paying for all this advertising to try to get you to go to the Gulf. But the story after is the story we're after.
We've got so many great restaurants in New Orleans. It's just phenomenal. You know, one of the great sayings in New Orleans food world is, everywhere else they eat to live. Here we live to eat.
What do you know about Vanessa being two-timed, allegedly?
There have been rumors plaguing this couple for years that Kobe has been unfaithful to her. RadarOnline.com exclusively reported this afternoon that Vanessa actually wanted to pull the plug on the marriage 4 years ago. Kobe begged and pleaded with her to not file for divorce. She'd actually hired another attorney, not Laura Wasser, who is representing her currently. Kobe begged and pleaded and said, I will go to marriage counseling. I will do whatever it takes. They did go to marriage counseling. Vanessa did believe that her husband had changed. About 16 months ago, she began to get suspicious again, and ultimately her worst fears were confirmed, and she had no other choice but to file for divorce because of his alleged infidelities.
Let's talk money. He is worth up to $300 million, somewhere between $150 and $300 million. How much of that is she going to get?
Oh, absolutely. She could potentially get half of his net worth. What does that mean to me?
Yay.
She could be the next $100 million woman. Okay, why? They've been married in California. No prenup, I'm told. What? No prenup. He was in the NBA for 4 years, making a lot of money, and he never had executed a prenup with her. Apparently, there were negotiations, they fell down, and they never actually executed it. She could ultimately get over, because they've been married for 10 years in California, alimony for an extended period of time, child support on a monthly basis. He makes $25 million a year. We're talking big money.
Yeah, and they have two kids, 1-8 and 1-5.
Yep.
Wow. And she'd also get probably the $4 million Newport Beach mansion just by the by.
All right, so the Copes are. I didn't know he was in trouble again. And here's the. Wait, quiet. Go away. So here's what I didn't understand. Kobe Bryant, his wife, what's her name? Vanessa. His wife, Vanessa, meets him in the tunnel after the game. She takes him into the shower room and gives him a scrub down. She doesn't let him out of her sight. Okay? But somehow he snuck off. I don't know how he did it. Man, $150 million. Whew. That's a deal. That's, and then that doesn't include child support, right? Okay, well, that's just, you know, that's just money you get. Okay, well, you got to wonder about these guys. All right, you're Bill, talking cheap to your friends and neighbors network. Thanks for joining me today. As I wonder myself about, that's what the heck's going on around here anyway. The heck is going on? Okay, what the heck is going on? All right, I wanted to share some other stuff with you that I have, and you can call if you like at 786-2578 or 1-866-937-1340. One of the things that was in the weekend news was they were basically saying that this is interesting. Not only are people kind of spending less on stuff this year, even though they're a little bit spending more than last year, but it looks like, but they're spending less. But they, even kids, when they ask for stuff from Santa, are asking for less. You know, they're not real live ponies anymore and all that. They still want Xboxes and whatnot like that, but they don't understand how much those cost. Is why. Anyway, it's just very interesting. It's an interesting winter we're having here, an interesting like economy, of course. All right. Now, other things are going on. One of the things that's good news in the entertainment business I thought you'd like to hear is the Good Vibrations Beach Boys are going to reunite. It's almost winter, but get ready for some surf and sun. The Beach Boys are reuniting the founding members of the classic group, Brian Wilson, Mike Love, and Al Jardine. Now it's Friday. They're getting back together to celebrate the 50th anniversary. We're going to have a new album also, plan a 50-day tour, because they could use the dough. All right, so that makes sense right there. Okay. There's reality stars. I don't understand anything about reality stars, so I can't really get into that. Okay. I don't understand that one either. So here we go. Soldier accused of leaking documents to WikiLeaks faces U.S. military justice. So one of the things that's come out about this is it's really weird. You know, they came up with his sexual orientation. So he was, even when there was don't ask, don't tell, he was not asking or telling. But they said that maybe that had some influence on, you know, what he did. Well, let me take that back. Not an influence on what he did. They were saying that because Don't Ask, Don't Tell was in force and he was suspected of being gay, that should he have been, and this is how bizarre we think now, so should he have had access to the kind of information that he leaked to Assange? Well, okay, now there's no don't ask, don't tell. So you put the same guy in the same position, doing the exact same job with the same kind of information, and now that that's been thrown out, he would be absolutely trusted with the information. Nobody would say, well, you can't trust the guy because he may be gay. So if there's a warped sense of what we're talking about here, as far as I can tell, as far as that part of it, the fact that the guy... You're kind of a loner kind of a guy, you know, and that kind of thing. But whatever, you know, someday maybe we'll, in the process of this court trial, maybe we'll find out what his motivations were and say, okay, well, this is what the guy was doing and why he was doing it. But at this point, we don't know. Doodly squat. All right. They're saying the Japanese nuclear plant is stable. It's called stable. Here's the headline. Japanese nuclear plant called stable. Okay, well, we're calling it stable, even though radiation's leaking out the bottom of the thing in the water. But we're calling it stable. So that's important right there. Experts say that the plant 104 miles northeast of Tokyo remains vulnerable to problems, and the surroundings are contaminated by radiation, and closing the plant safely will take 30 or more years. The reactors at the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant have reached a state of cold shutdown, this one person said. Now that we have achieved stability in the reactors, a major concern for the nation has been resolved. Radiation release from the plant has been significantly reduced, and additional safety measures installed. The plant ensures stability even in the event of another major disaster. Can I have some skepticism of that? Can I say if the same thing occurred again, that this plant would have greater problems than it had the first time, it would seem? I don't see how it could not. But, okay, I'm not an expert. I'm hearing what the guy's saying. But I'm like, yeah, how's that? Anyway, a government official endorsed by the claim by Tokyo Electric Power Company that the reactors have reached cold shutdown status as a necessary step toward revising evacuation zones around the plant and shifting the focus from simply stabilizing the facility to actually starting the arduous process of shutting it down. I still tell you, if the same thing happened, you'd be in big trouble. Alright, other things going on. Courts blocked the state's death penalty procedure. Prison officials must now either appeal or go through a process that took more than a year last time. A judge tossed out California's newly adopted lethal injection procedure Friday, throwing the state already stalled capital punishment system in doubt. So here they have the thing with the drugs and the different drugs. Why did we build a new injection? What do you call it? It's not a death chamber. Is that what it's called? A death chamber. A room? A room. Why did we build a... It's a conference room, really. You can bet he's conferring the whole time. But anyway, why do we go through all that? Why are we doing this? Anyway. A judge noted that former San Quentin prison warden Jan Woodford said each execution cost the state between $70,000 and $200,000 in overtime for staff, crowd control, training, security, and other expenses associated with carrying out lethal injection. Pretty amazing. It's all pretty amazing to me. All right. It's all pretty amazing right there. All right. Other things that are going on in our world. It's 4 minutes before 2 o'clock right now. What seemed at first like a simple task, demolishing the fire-damaged overpass and reopening the Pono Freeway, shows just how complicated it is to remove something designed to carry millions of motorists for decades and withstand an earthquake. So remember they talked about they had this fire, a fuel truck tipped over and burned this bridge on the Pomona Freeway. And so the problem is that this thing is so reinforced at this point that that's the good news. The bad news is now it's hard to take it down. Crews that had expected to quickly tear down part of the bridge and reopen the 10-mile section of the freeway, providing a key link between L.A. and its eastern suburbs, suddenly realized the work would last longer into the weekend. This last weekend, officials now hope to have the roadway to be opened again, as they hope today. A gay rights group that wants to repeal the state constitutional amendment that strips same-sex couples in California the right to get married received clearance Friday to start gathering signatures once again. 807,000 is what they need. All right. And they say, officials say 2,200 people are still without power because of lightning strikes or wind damage in L.A. and Orange counties. So it's just this is nuts. You know, just, I don't know what's going on with this wind and weather and all that. This is, what did they call it? What do they call it? Lindsay called it a screwed up El Nino, La Nina. We got a screwed up La Nina. Which somehow isn't comforting in any way to know that. Well, our weather's going to be really screwed up because, you know, once again, the weather's going to be really screwed up is why. And that's the best I can tell you. Right there. So that's what I have to offer you, and that's what you're going to have to live with. Right there. It's screwed up. See what else is in the news today and what's going on. Now, this was interesting. They interviewed Bill Clinton earlier today on TV. I was watching the interview. And he said, you know, that they were talking about Newt Gingrich. And he said that, you know, that they got along pretty well as a bipartisan, in a bipartisan situation. You know, that they passed 5 budgets together that seemed to work okay. And so he was he wasn't complimenting the man at all. But he was still saying that, you know, things seemed to work better back when. Okay. Now... Cafferty, what if Ron Paul wins Iowa? Who knows? That's interesting. I'm going to play this for you. This is a this is this woman that's missing. These are the frantic calls that she placed, and we'll hear these and see what they have to say about this. Hopefully it's not one of those lawyer people. Because I always yell and make memories. Here's my golfing.
Hi, I'm Shaul Zislin here at Gulf Shores, Alabama at the Hangout. You come down here, it's got to be a seafood experience. We're simple. There's nothing fancy about what we do, but we try and do it really, really good.
Park, Kansas. Aisha Khan, vibrant, gorgeous, 19 years old, vanished Friday while studying for her finals at an outdoor picnic table. That morning, she was harassed by a stranger who she thought reeked of marijuana. She slapped him when he got too close, and then called her sister and left this frantic voicemail before disappearing.
And he left. He was so pissed. Pick up your phones. I am freaked out right now. Okay.
Oh, my gosh. This is gut-wrenching. That was the last time anyone heard from this beautiful young woman you're seeing right there, Aisha. She disappeared without a trace. And even more mysterious, she left behind her bag, her iPod, her school books, and her cell phone. Have you seen this woman? Give me a call, 1-877-JVM-SAYS, 1-877-586-7297. We are very honored to have a very special guest with us tonight, Aisha's sister and brother, Faiza and Imran Khan. Thank you both for being here. I know this is an extremely difficult time for you. We want to help. We want to get as much information out there as possible. So, first of all, Faiza, you were the one who got your sister's voicemail. Tell us exactly what she said and what happened after that.
She called me and she said that, you know, a creepy guy just came up to me and harassed me, and she slapped him, and she didn't know, she slapped him and she said that he seemed really pissed off, and after that she hung up.
And it sounds like, sadly, this girl was just dragged away somewhere because everything that she owned was right there, you know, in person, I thought. Okay, so you're saying, Bill, so this is a happy news for, I'm sorry. All right, other things going on, and this is not good news either. We had a third attack at Tascadero State Hospital on a on one of the staff, an employee, so that's bad news. This may cheer you up, I don't know. TJ Maxx is coming to Paso Robles. Do you hear about that? Okay, there's something to celebrate right there. All right. Maybe. And then, where was the thing I was going to... Oh, here was the thing I was going to tell you right here. I was mentioning Koshinya High was in the news here. Again, Koshinya High school, a high school business instructor has been formally charged by the county district attorney's office with five felonies relating to abuse of a spouse. Walter Andy Vickery, 48, pleaded not guilty Wednesday to two counts of a lewd act by a caretaker of a dependent, spousal rape, bodily injury of a spouse, and just waiting a witness. Whew. Wow. In an effort to stimulate construction jobs in the city, Paso Robles City Council on Tuesday will consider extending a temporary waiver of fees the developers pay. The move would extend the county's February decision to temporarily waive such fees up to 50 permits through 2011. So TJ Maxx might get, you know, a good deal. She might have a deal right there. Hey, have a deal. Yeah, other things are going on. Other people are in the news. My other there. This is not a surprising story. You know, it's kind of like lots of things are, you know, fading away that don't have any relevance to our lives anymore. We're talking about public payphones fading away, and they're saying a lot of public payphones are basically privately owned, and people up to you, they keep them upgraded and updated and all that kind of stuff as much as they can. But there's still a little of a phone sitting in a box, you know, that's anchored to the thing there. You know, it's kind of like, you know, it's like we're not riding horses as much as we used to be, I've noticed. Fewer and fewer riding horses. Now, this was an interesting thing. Boy, I'll tell you, my mechanic's not going to be happy with this story. Drivers change oil far too often, officials say. You know, the recommendation is, I think they say 7,000 miles in your manual, a lot of manual car manuals. Most people, the rule of thumb has always been, you know, your oil gets pretty dirty by 3,000 miles. You should change your oil every 3,000 miles. So basically what the state is saying is, what are you, crazy? This is contributing to all kinds of pollution and terribleness and things that are not good. And we can't be having that. So they're basically saying we have to do something different here. And so here's what they're saying. They say improvements in oil's friction proofing in car engines have lengthened the oil change interval typically 7,500 miles to 10,000 miles for most vehicles. That's what they're saying. The new vehicle can go 10,000 miles without getting oil change. And normally people have three in that time period. I think that sounds good. I think it sounds better than it lives. Okay. I think that's kind of what's going on with that. Now, here was a big story. The vote by Riverside County Supervisor to start charging jail inmates for the cost of incarceration made news across the state recently, but sadly, the practice isn't all that unusual. Hundreds of jurisdictions across the nation force jail inmates to pay for their stay, including Sacramento County. Riverside's plans to charge its jail inmates $142 a day. Sacramento charges less, $77 a day. But here's the point they're making. First, they usually get jailed. They get fined. You know, usually when you go to jail, you not only get a jail sentence, but this, the judge also fines you some amount of money based on heavens knows what. But there's a number they throw out, and they say, okay, here's you got to pay this. They go, oh, okay. So they got that. So that's the first thing that's kind of interesting right there. Then you have they say recouping jail fees from destitute inmates may cost more of the fees produced in revenue, but there's another cost society incurs when it files fees on top of fees to those least able to pay. It makes it more difficult for offenders to reintegrate into society. If they manage to get a job, government's attempts to go after their wages can get them fired. Employers don't want to be bothered with the accounting hassle of cutting two checks, one for the government and one for the ex-offender they hire. In the end, they are counterproductive. They make it harder for the former inmates to support themselves and their families. They might even increase the chance that inmates will reoffend once they're out of jail. Do you think?
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant. And if you threw a party, invited everyone you knew, you would see the biggest gift would be from me and the car.
Thanks for being a friend. Thank you for joining me today. Let's get together again tomorrow at noon. Until then, may all your trails be happy ones, and don't believe everything you hear here, because
this is Talk is Cheap.
The game is over.
The Friends and Neighbors Network.
Game over.
With Bill Benica.
Bye.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Happy trails to you till we meet
the night.